From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Brazil's interim president, Michel Temer, begins his new administration Friday as hundreds of supporters of his beleaguered predecessor continue street demonstrations and regional leaders denounce the Senate's vote for an impeachment trial as a literal coup. The former vice president installed a business-friendly cabinet Thursday, just hours after senators voted to temporarily remove his former ally-turned-political enemy, Dilma Rousseff, from power for alleged corruption. Temer's government has the daunting challenge of pulling the country out of a deep recession and reforming the pension system. Critics, however, observe Temer's cabinet in ethnically diverse Brazil does not include any Afro-Brazilians and women, the first time that has happened in years. The militant Islamic group Hezbollah says its top military commander, Mustafa Bedreddin, has been killed in Syria. The Lebanese-based group issued a statement on Friday on a Beirut television channel saying the 55-year-old Bedreddin was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel did not immediately confirm the strike. Bedreddin has been Hezbollah's military commander since 2008. Iraqi officials said Friday at least 12 people were killed and 15 others wounded after gunmen attacked a popular cafe in a town north of Baghdad. Officials said three gunmen attacked the coffee shop in the mainly Shiite town of Balad, shooting into the crowd shortly after midnight Thursday. Once police arrived at the scene, two of the attackers detonated suicide vests. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Turkish military statement said eight Turkish soldiers and six members of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, were killed Friday in clashes in the largely Kurdish region of southeast Turkey. Six soldiers were killed and eight were wounded when clashes broke out with rebels in Hakkari province on Friday. Two additional soldiers died when a military helicopter sent to the area later crashed due to a technical fault. Meanwhile, four suspected bomb makers were killed near Diyarbakir late Thursday, according to the Turkish Interior Ministry. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, went on a mission to Washington Thursday in hopes of uniting the Republican Party behind his controversial candidacy. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
Donald Trump flashing a thumbs up before a series of meetings with Republican congressional leaders, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's been slow to embrace Trump as the presumptive nominee.
I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today. I do believe that we are now planting the seeds to get ourselves unified, to bridge the gaps and differences. And so from here, we're going to go deeper into the policy areas to see where that common ground is and how we can make sure that we are operating off these same core principles.
Trump did not comment, and Ryan did not offer an endorsement. But the two men issued a joint statement saying their meeting was a positive step toward unification. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The Obama administration is going to tell all U.S. public school districts on Friday transgender students must be allowed to use the bathrooms that match their chosen gender identity. The letter signed by Justice and Education Department leaders will give guidance to school leaders to ensure that no student is discriminated against. The letter will say that public schools are obligated to treat transgender students in a way that matches their gender identity, even if their education records or identity documents indicate a different sex. A solar-powered airplane on the latest leg of its around-the-world trip has landed in the south-central U.S. state of Oklahoma. The Solar Impulse 2 arrived safely Thursday night after taking off earlier in the day from the western U.S. state of Arizona. The Swiss pilot, sharing time navigating the historic trip, are using the flight to draw attention to the significance of solar power. Last month, Bertrand Piccard and Andre Borschberg completed a 56-hour trip from Hawaii to California. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.